bad joke on her. She was no more 13 than Joan of Arc had been 13, or Catherine of Siena. Of course, they were saints, but only by a hair. They were almost witches. She'd known tonight as they walked back from the Camus parade that Michael was quite strong enough to go to bed with her, if only she could get him to do it. Men Michael's age had the best combination of conscience and self-control. An old man like her great-uncle Randall had been easy, and young boys like her cousin David were nothing at all. Here, where the path turned and widened, is where Aunt Antha had fallen and died, years and years ago, as doomed a witch as her daughter Deirdre would become. Antha's skull broken. Antha, a girl of 18 with big dead eyes and an emerald necklace tangled with blood and hair. This was making pictures. Imagination. You'd heard the stories all your life and dreamed so many strange dreams. It certainly had been an honor to be the flower girl in Rowan Mayfair's wedding, the greatest family wedding ever. Mona brushed her hair back off her shoulders and made sure that her satin bow was pinned to the back of her head. Uncle Michael loved her satin bow. He had told her that. "I turn 13 in November," she told him in a whisper. "They're telling me to turn in my ribbon." "You, 13?" His eyes had moved over her, lingering just for a split second on her breasts, and then he had actually blushed. He was an innocent and wholesome man, just really nice. She followed the terrace to the far end near the cabana, where they'd found the blood in the snow, which meant that a fight had taken place, and Michael Curry floating under the surface of the water, face bleeding and bruised, heart stopped. Then another scent caught her. That same strange smell she'd picked up earlier in the hallway of the house and in the front parlor where the Chinese rug used to be. A very seductive smell. A little rage kindled in her suddenly for whomever had hurt Michael Curry. She'd liked him from the moment she'd laid eyes on him. She'd liked Rowan Mayfair, too. She stood by the pool for a moment, thinking. Rowan run off. Some kind of miscarriage in the front hall, blood everywhere, and Michael bruised and knocked unconscious in the pool. She thought of Aunt Gifford's drawn face as she stood in the hospital corridor on Christmas night, the way she had looked at her husband, Uncle Ryan. "You know what's happened," she had said. "That's superstition and madness," Ryan had answered. "I won't listen to it. I don't want the children to know. Keep them away from that house." Mona would never forget the time she had asked to visit the house when it was still ruined and dirty. When Deirdre sat in her rocker, Aunt Gifford had gotten hysterical. "Don't you ever go near Cousin Deirdre!"
"Ever see anybody with your Aunt Deirdre when you pass there?" Alicia had asked.
"Only that young man who's always with her." That had put Aunt Gifford over the edge. "The man's a ghost," her mother had whispered to her right in front of Gifford. Gifford had taken Mona aside.
"Nothing but evil comes out of that house,"